Biogas is just like your natural gas, but it is not as purified as natural gas.
How can it be captured and stored on farm?
A farm, livestock farm, or a vegetable and fruit processing farm, they generate their own waste. All the waste can be treated in an anaerobic digester tank. Add some bacteria, anaerobic bacteria, which will convert this organic waste into the biogas. And then there are different methods to collect the biogas and utilize it properly.
What kind of farm waste can be used?
You can use dairy farm, you can use processed vegetable farms, fruit and organic, for the farms. You can use any like abattoir or any type of stuff as well, for generation of biogas. So any type of waste material which is organic in nature, whether it is for the farm or any other stuff, can be utilized to generate biogas.
How can farmers in Tasmania benefit in particular? Because a lot of the farms here may not be as big as some of those in the mainland.
There are about 600 dairy farms here, more than 600 dairy farms. And on an average, you have about 160,000 cows on these farms. Now, if you really want to collect, if you are able to collect all the waste, from these farms, you can generate about 12 megawatt hour electricity from this, waste that is generated from the cows. But apart from that, you also have other type of waste, which goes currently to the landfill or to the composting. All these farmers can then get benefited with the waste and generating, electricity from that waste material.
There is a large amount of vegetable byproduct or vegetables and fruit that don't actually make it to the supermarket. That could be used, could it?
It is very much useful. And that is, in fact, one of the best way to utilize the biogas, as a substrate, which that goes to landfill, that can be utilized, put into the digester, get more biogas. In fact, you can have a centralized digester plant to collect all these waste streams, for a big farmer, and then he can even utilize that, to generate biogas. But apart from that, you can also use the specifically grown, purpose-grown biomass. For example, if you have any, biomass like Arundodonax grass or giant reed grass or any other thing that grows under the farm, you can cut it and add it into the, biogas plant and get more biogas out of it.
Has the Australian government's lack of a climate policy made it difficult for researchers like you to sell your message to farmers?
As on today, the situation is not really very clear. It all depends on, it's very good always to get the support from the government. At the same time, if the industries are paying a lot of money on electricity, we certainly can work out with the industry sector and the farmer sectors to work out, how best they could get benefited and get the payback, for installing these sort of biogas plants.
How likely do you think it is for the smaller farming operations in Tasmania to really band together to try to generate enough biogas for it to be profitable? Is it a realistic prospect?
It is very much a realistic prospect. As I said, we have some figures from different councils area. So the farmers can even correlate with the councils, that waste that goes to the landfill. And they can have, for example, at Launceston, they are treating about 122,000 tons of waste, in a landfill. From that, they could possibly generate about 2,100 megawatt of power, which is quite a big number. So locally, if it is not possible to generate individually the power or, biogas generation, which is cost effective, we can have a cooperative system wherein we can get all the farmers together, have a centralized anaerobic digestion plant. So biogas is being generated in a process called anaerobic digestion. So when I say anaerobic, it is without any oxygen. So it doesn't require, the bacteria doesn't require oxygen for the growth of bacteria.
Just lastly, it's not only the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, it can save money as well, can't it?
Yeah, it is. It is not only the greenhouse gas emission. Looking from farmers' perspective, in my opinion, they not only get the energy, but also get the digested. Now, when I say digested, that whatever you are putting inside the digester plant, that comes out, it has got a high organic fertilizer value. It does contain nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that can partially replace the chemical fertilizer the farmers are using. And initially, like, there are a lot of reports available of utilizing the digestate as a fertilizer, which will not only improve the plant uptake, nitrogen, and, you know, all the sort of nutrient uptake, but also improve the soil quality. So if we really want to, you know, achieve a sustainability in a closed loop system for a farmer, then they must go for this sort of, you know, biogas plants.